Hi there, and welcome to Nika's Nuggets, where we sort through the happenings of life in search for the pebble in your shoe, the bears on the road, and the beliefs that keep you from moving swiftly along your path. Self-care, mental health, spirituality, and more nuggets to be found on the road forward. Are you coming? Hi, my name is Nika, and I am a huge crybaby. I just need to get that out there. Between you and me, I have a bit of an aversion of human emotion, or rather, my own emotions. I can forgive just about anyone, just about anything, but me crying in public, Pata Mama, swallow me whole, please. Bye. Ew, no, but it humbles me because it reminds me that I too am just a person. I too have emotions. I have reactions, and I'm not going to be able to control all of them, and I'm not going to be able to like all of them. My first few years in Chile were odd, hard, certainly, yes. I mostly have good memories about that time, though. And as a kid who suffered a lot from homesickness, it was remarkable that I didn't really miss what I came to think of as my old life all that much. I mean, I missed certain people, of course, but I don't know. I was on an adventure. Nonetheless, I was known for my many crying spells at school, which were mistaken for homesickness and, like, yearning. But not only did I not have the words yet to tell them, because I was still learning Spanish, that I wasn't missing home so much as that I didn't even know until way later that crying was a stress reaction to a sensory overload. Ojos azules, no llores was a line in a song that teachers once wrote for our class. It means blue eyes, don't cry. And I have to say, it pissed me off so much because, first of all, I wasn't crying out of sadness, which is what they were all assuming. I was possibly depressed, but that's neither here nor there. And two, my eyes are gray. I was very upset at that. And honestly, I can still hear them sing it. So those years were kind of like being cast into a fire and then sort of melted down and remolded into something else. And nothing quite fit together. And I know now that I was learning how to disassociate. But I am totally getting off track with that. I'm sorry. The point is, somewhere in my young little life, I associated crying with bad. And that obviously doesn't pair well with being a rather sensitive and prone to crying little girl. So crying happens when an emotion is so overwhelming that it has to be expressed physically. Your body has to react to it. It has to act on it. And the same happens with laughing. And they also overlap. So we laugh until we cry. We cry until we laugh. Sometimes we laugh and it triggers crying. And all it's really doing is your brain trying to restore a chemical balance. It is okay to cry. It is very healthy to cry. Please cry when you need to. Because speaking from experience, the more you repress it, the harder it becomes to break that dam later when you realize that you can't cry anymore or when you need to cry and the tears won't come. They say salt water can heal anything. I suppose that's true. The sea, our tears, the saline drip. An old friend of mine, she was studying to become a chef at the time. She was amazing, especially also as a baker, fantastic. She taught me a trick that can help either to hide the fact that you are crying or Bring it on when you need a catalyst. Here it is. Chop onions. You have an excuse for the tears, and you have a nudge to get started if you need to. The shower, of course, is a staple for a good crying session. I mean, who hasn't cried in the corner of the shower on the floor? And so is the tub, by the way. I mean, mascara dramatically running down your face and rose petals floating around you, candlelight, maybe a bottle of wine. But in all seriousness, if you are going to go, lie down in the tub, try to relax, or maybe just enjoy your cry or try to get some privacy to cry, add a handful of Epsom salts and some lavender. This can be oil or the dried flowers. If you're averse to lavender, you can, of course, use whatever scent that you prefer, something that helps calm you, preferably. I would recommend either jasmine or chamomile, vanilla maybe. Some people really enjoy rose. The point is that it soothes you. If you're in the shower and you want to use salt as a cleaning thing more than just your tears, you can also use Epsom salts with lavender or other, mixed like a handful together, and then you can use it as a scrub. So you can simultaneously get pretty skin, and the salts, the Epsom salts help draw out toxins from your skin, and you get to have a good crying session. Now, if you want to get more symbolic with your salt water, but you don't live anywhere near the ocean or the sea or a body of salt water, you can always fill a little bowl with some lukewarm water, throw some Epsom salts in there and some flowers or essential oils of your preference, and you can cleanse your hands and feet ritually. You can do this just for yourself. You can do this reciting a mantra, or you can do it reciting affirmations, or you can do it while praying, or whatever sort of floats your boat, whatever helps you release your emotions, whatever helps you cleanse of the discomfort that we have with these emotions. And if you want to get like really, really dedicational with it, I suggest you literally like sort of offer it to whatever deity maybe that you follow or your ancestors. There's a bunch of things that you can do with this. Now, go have a good cry. I watched Legends of the Fall today. I know, cringe, but those were my onions. And yeah, go for it. Bring some tissues. Thank you for joining me and listening. This is obviously not the end of the story, so stay tuned for more. Next time, we'll dig into the dirt for a new nugget and possibly clear some rocks from the road. Don't forget to like, follow, or subscribe, and check out nomadicnika.com for more. I am your host and awareness coach, Nika, and I hope I see you next time. You can also find me on Instagram at nomadic.nika if you're interested in seeing photos from trips, some of my favorite quotes, and some poetry that I've written myself, possibly another source for some extra potential nuggets.